Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you for this opportunity for us to come together, study your word, look at the prophetic things you're showing us, and prepare us for the things to come. Lord, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to talk about the Three Gorges Dam and birth of the man-child. And this will be part one. So, let me say the increasing collapse of the Three Gorges Dam could well be a sign of the water breaking to birth the man-child reformer ministry. As previous dreams on our UBM website reveal, the head of the man-child will come out first and later the body, making a corporate body ministry to reform the church after the order of, say, Joseph, Moses, David, Jesus, all man-child types of the end-time man-child. And we know the end-time man-child is Jesus, coming in his body, first in the first fruits and then in the rest of the body. And another dream on our site reveals that this head of the man-child is to be the tip of the spear coming. We will be discussing these confirming dreams, probably, Lord willing, in the next Sunday's broadcast. Q has said, "Watch the water." And everybody believes that this is referring to the Three Gorges Dam. The White Hats have said for a while that the breaching of this dam would be the beginning of many things promised. And I'm sure that they don't know about the spiritual aspects of this, but God is in control of their fifth generation quantum computer that they use to look into the future. And they are shown the political side of what comes after the Three Gorges Dam collapse. And we see the spiritual side of the birthing of the man-child reformers. So I'm going to start a short series on this to point this out. And first I'm going to share this little piece of an article from Gina Messina. From 4/20/21, and everything is connected to the Three Gorges Dam collapse, is the name of her article. She said, "The event of the collapse of the Three Gorges Dam needs to be explained, as there are still many who do not understand the ramifications and what this means when this event finally takes place. Number one, we will take out the 24 nuclear reactors for Jisara. Number two, we will take out the Bitcoin mining and destroy the deep state toll used for child trafficking," which is, of course, all under this dam, right? "We get the quantum financial system. Number three, we take out Big Pharma. And we get the cures, like the med beds that they've been talking about, and other frequency healing things I'll add in there. All of the above say goodbye to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. It is necessary to realize that everything is connected to the Three Gorges Dam collapsing. This is the event." And Q has been speaking about the event that's going to start things. Okay. "And this is how General Flynn and Julian Assange are freed." Well, part of that's happened. the more people understand that nothing is going to happen until the dam collapses, the better. Our near future that looks exciting, our life that will be fulfilled with cures and abundance, is all about the event of the dam collapsing. Well, I don't have as rosy an idea of the future as the New Age people do. And that's because I believe tribulation is going to follow shortly. And, of course, it is going to be a time of reformation for the church, as Osiris helps with that. And so I see a lot of good coming in that direction. But as far as the great prosperity of the world, I do see some prosperity, too, for about 3.5 years before communists take over and destroy it all, just like they've just done. Anyway, Google blocked out the dam for a reason. They don't want you to see what's happening there. They're showing a video that is supposed to be a live view of the dam, but it is a looped video, and that's for a reason too. It's been in decay for some time, okay? Months ago, it was said to be cracked up badly, and I saw pictures of that, actually. And then it was filled with mud from upstream flooding. Looking at the extreme flooding of Vietnam, which could only come through the Three Gorges Dam, and the extreme flooding of cities downstream of the dam, some are underwater, may well tell us that the dam is failing or gone. The first domino is the fall of the dam, and then Bitcoin, the stock market, the economy, in order to plunder the deep state income and bring in the new Nisara-Jisara economy. And Q says, the future proves the past. How is that? Well, we've been watching it. I mean, Biden has been dead for over a year and a half, and they've got his replacement in there. And when they started the Gitmo trials, they had already been in progress for over a year. And when we hear about something, it's already done. It's over. So what can the deep state do about it then? Well, there's not much they can do. But they're doing their best to keep the deep state in the dark. The deep state, I understand, has a fourth generation computer that can't look as far ahead. So they're outmaneuvering them. And ultimately, I'm quite sure Cyrus is going to win. Okay, this next, I'm going to share another article here. It's called Biblical Flooding Devastates Mainland China. And it's from Natural News 7/21/21 by Ethan Huff. Shocking new footage out of Zhengzhou, China, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, shows a trainload of stranded passengers waiting for help as devastating floodwaters rise within the train cars. A government-run Chinese paper posted a video to its Twitter account showing people patiently waiting in chest-deep murky water for rescue as floodwaters apparently rise all around them. The region where this occurred apparently received its highest ever amount of rain in a single day, resulting in widespread devastation, much like what is also being reported out of Germany, where flooding is causing massive damage. Well, One thing that I know the so-called white hats are using this for is to flood the tunnels and the dumbs and to get the rats out from underneath the ground so that they can deal with them on the surface. Okay. A video posted in this article offers another look outside of a subway train as floodwaters rush along like a giant muddy river below ground. According to the BBC, rescue crews have been busily working to extract as many people as they can from flooded subway tubes before water levels reach too high a level for survival. The process was reportedly been a challenge, to say the least. Another video shows some of the flooding in Germany as a torrential river flows at high speed through an old city street. In China, loss of life is being reported all over the place. It's not as massive as you might think, though, I will say, because I've seen the numbers. As area residents get swept away in the rushing floodwaters. In another video posted in this article, it shows various scenes that people captured of people being swept away, cars sinking beneath the surface, and even a street collapsing as people fall into it. Aluminum factory explodes, nearby dam on the verge of bursting. There's many dams have gone down, by the way. These are not dams that they need. I'm going to tell you the dams are mostly for producing electricity, and they don't need that anymore. They are going to go with free energy. They are working on it. And under cover of many different excuses, it's being put up around the nation. We've already talked about that. But okay, this article, aluminum factory. I think you're probably talking about, what it takes to melt aluminum. Obviously, if water comes in, there's an explosion of steam, right? One Chinese person uploaded a video to Twitter showing an aluminum factory exploding like some kind of nuclear fireworks show, allegedly due to the flooding. Flooding could do that, I'm telling you. Yeah. The People Liberation Army is also warning that the Yatan Dam in the center of China could collapse at any time due to unprecedented water flow that caused substantial damage to its structure. The worst part is that the rains have not stopped and are expected to continue for at least another 24 hours, which will result in even more damage and loss of life. When will it end? Many are now wondering. Last summer, in July, the Three Gorges Dam in China's Hubei province was on the verge of bursting due to similarly excessive rains that caused the structure to become deformed slightly. And according to the Chinese Communist Party, of course, they all always, you know, this is their child here. You know, they always, sugarcoat everything. It was a considerable deformation. The curvature, I saw the pictures of it, the curvature of the length of the dam straightened out. The curvature is there for strength against rising waters, but it's straightened out. It's hard to make a dam that is straight because it doesn't have near the strength. So, and that's quite a dam. It wasn't sunk down into rock as people told them they needed to do. So it's quite a dam to be deformed like that. So going on, the largest dam in the world, the Three Gorges Dam, reached its highest level ever since it first opened back in 2003. It's still operating, but nobody really knows for how long as the rain situation in China intensifies. Now, I'll tell you what the White Hats are saying. They're saying, and I'm not backing it necessarily, they're saying that HAARP is being used to weather modify and attack them. I do know, I believe I read an article about Russia and America joining together to do weather warfare. upstream so that when it hits China, it would rain. And I do believe that's been happening. So there are various blames out there. And again, the Allies are using it to flood the tunnels. Heavy rainfall between July 9-11 caused a substantial rise in water level of the Yangtze River, which feeds into the reservoir behind the Three Gorges Dam. At the time, the dam was receiving a daily inflow of water of up to 10,000 cubic meters per second. China's massive Three Gorges Dam is showing signs of failing, and 400 million people living downstream wouldn't stand a chance if it collapsed, one InfoWars commenter warned about that situation. Well, I also heard, and I'm not saying that this is a thus saith the Lord, that it was said that the people are being evacuated to the Chinese ghost cities that were built many years ago. Don't know if you know about those or read about those. Complete cities were built with no one living in them. And everybody said, what do they suspect is going to happen? What is coming, you know? Well, they have suspected the Three Gorges Dam would go. I don't know if that's the reason for building the cities or not. It could be. Anyway, as for Zhengzhou, we should know in the coming days the extent of the damage caused by the flooding that is taking place there, which has already left the city substantially devastated. Last year, China had floods that inundated between 9 and 13 million acres of farmland, wrote another. This past May, they had earthquakes of 6.1 and 7.3, although we never saw any damage reports. No surprise there. The Chinese Communist Party usually keeps that pretty hidden. The CCP, by the way, is on their way out. They're on their way out, which is a good thing. And this month they had flooding of 20 of 27 provinces, and dams are being threatened, including reports of the Three Gorges Dam leaking and deforming under pressure of all the water. Okay, we got a link there for that. Okay, here's a article. It's entitled, "We Are in the Time of the Great Dam Burst," and James Schomburg on 5/30/21 sent this. He said, "Dear elders, while listening to your most recent Bible study program and reading the included prophecy as well, I was stirred by the Holy Spirit to recall this past broadcast presentation of a prophecy by Daniel Paul titled Breaking the Dam on 6/21/2011. Yes, it was a good revelation. The Holy Spirit also brought to my attention at the time of the Deepwater Horizon blowout, there was an earthquake that occurred and listed by the USGS, which later led to the news about this drilling rig blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. And recently there was a quake listed in China in the location of the Three Gorges Dam, yet no news about any type of damage that would have happened as well." Well, this was written back on May the 30th, 2021, and most recently on July the 20th of 2021, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck a mountainous and populous area of China's Hubei province today, 100 kilometers from the Three Gorges Dam site. I would say there's, you know, problems with all the weight of the water. They've proven that the weight of water causes earthquakes, and you can see how it could. From what was presented, I was led to believe, James goes on to say, that this prophecy from Daniel Paul is about all the revelations that are coming forth concerning the deep state and also the exposure of the present-day apostate church, who has been a part of the corruption as well. Absolutely. They are Babylonish too, right? This would be the time that fits this prophecy of a great dam burst, not only revealing the sinfulness of the deep state, but these apostate church leaders also, a time to collect and correct all those who were led astray by these false teachers, preachers, and prophets, a harvest of all those captives set free by the plain and simple truth. Amen. It is coming, and it will set them free. And he left Jeremiah 25:34-48. Wail, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow in ashes, you principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are fully come, and you shall fall like a goodly vessel. And we constantly get verses in the morning meeting about the apostate leadership of the church being judged. Constantly. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and of the wailing of the principal of the flock, for the Lord layeth waste their pasture. And the peaceable foals are brought to silence because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Yes, the Lord has had enough of these plundering shepherds. He hath left his covert as a lion, for their land is become an astonishment because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword and because of his fierce anger. So we're not through, I believe, with the battle between the deep state and the Trump administration. I've been calling it, and I believe it is. Anyway, so here's Breaking of the Dam by Daniel Paul, 6/21/2011, and it seems to be very well coming to pass. I dreamed I was flying above Israel in the spirit and looking down and viewing the Sea of Galilee below. The Lord then spoke to me and said, "This is a fresh water lake. The water is good to drink." I suspect the picture of Israel here represents, it's a representation of the church, just as Israel in the Old Testament was the Old Testament church, and it brought forth the New Testament church, okay? So I think this is a representation of the church, and we'll see that as we go further down on this. So the Lord spoke and said, "This is a fresh water lake. The water is good to drink." The Sea of Galilee. Okay, I knew that this sea represented a holding place of truth, which was strange to me, as the Sea of Galilee had always represented the pit or the abyss in teaching that I am accustomed to hearing. And then I began to follow the Jordan River out of the Sea of Galilee, and as I followed the river, I understood that this represented truth flowing out of a holding place. It is almost like the Sea of Galilee represented all the truth that man has come to understand by revelation of the Holy Spirit and revelation of the Word of God. And, of course, which is Jesus, who is the Word made flesh, and Jesus was from Nazareth in Galilee, right? It started there. And so it's a type of it's starting here. Jesus, of course, was the man-child in that day, and we have a man-child coming forth in this day, and there's always parallels, right? The Jordan River was like all of the teaching from pastors, teachers, audios, videotapes, books, radio programs, and all sources of available teaching. Let me say, more likely, this represents the man-child ministry birthing as it was in Jesus' day. It all started with Jesus, and this time it's going to start with Jesus too. And the birthing of the man-child is the beginning of this great revival. Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? And as I followed the Jordan River for quite a while, I came to the Dead Sea. And I could smell the Dead Sea before I actually saw it. The smell was putrid and very rank. As I flew over the Dead Sea, I could see salt encrusted on rocks, tree stumps, and other objects that were sticking out of the water. It seemed so dismal and dead. I was very grieved about this sight, and I wanted to know what caused the condition. Well, in Ezekiel 47, it was prophesied that the Dead Sea is having an infusion of fresh water, with it now having even a few fish swimming in it. And I'll put a link to that. This speaks of the beginnings of a revival of Reformation truth. And, of course, the Dead Sea is dead religion. But truth is coming. Amen. It's been stored up, too. We've got revelations about storing up truth, right, for a day that was coming. As soon as the question hit my heart, I knew the answer, that this was the church, and that salt was meant to go out into all of the world, was being held and contained in a confined area with no outlet. Yeah, it is stagnant. The church is stagnant, and this cause and salt poisoning has set in, right? And he went on to say, Daniel went on to say, it wasn't going anywhere. Yeah, true. All right. As sorrow and grief filled my heart, I continued to fly over the dead, and he put in parentheses, church. See, I looked and I could see the end of this Dead Sea. It was stopped or restrained by a larger object, which appeared to be a wall. I flew around the right side of the object and landed about 30 yards in front of this wall on the dry side of the Dead Sea. I looked up at the wall and realized it wasn't a wall at all, but rather a great dam made up of two giant floodgates that were firmly clasped together with a giant black lock. Okay, this is a type of the Three Gorges Dam. And again, I told you it's speaking of the church, not necessarily just natural Israel, but natural Israel is used quite often in the scripture to speak of the church. Okay? But truth is coming to natural Israel too, so it can be included, right? And as I looked at these ominous and intimidating floodgates, I was filled with indignation. These gates were massive, probably 200 feet high and approximately 500 feet across. The smell and the feel of the floodgates were very familiar to me. It was the smell and feel of religion, control, and pride. It was the smell and feel of Jezebel. I felt as if I wanted to tear them down right then and there. The floodgates spoke to me and said, "We are here to prevent a great disaster from happening. If this water were to be let loose without being governed properly, it would create a disaster of monumental proportions," kind of like the Three Gorges Dam, right? "And the dam that's holding back the flood of all the garbage that's in the church, by the way. But there's something coming behind that, and it's fresh water." Okay, we'll get there in a minute. I was filled with such indignation and frustration, I was confused and could not explain why the floodgates were even there. Well, the Dead Sea represents everything dead and stagnant about Christianity, which is a curse on those bound in by it. And on the other hand, it is a blessing in that it has been kept in check by a merciful God and not taken over the earth. Yeah, we run into people in foreign lands all the time where we're evangelizing that have heard that garbage, and they're totally stagnated. The evangelists should never come out of the apostate church and go over there and teach people how to live a Christ life, right? And they're excited when they hear real true word that just reflects the word itself. So it first needs that infusion of fresh water that we are going to call revival. Okay. So after a while, I realized, he said, there was very little that I could do about the floodgates or the black lock. I just turned around and found something to occupy myself. In turning around, I noticed a great dry riverbed leading from the gates. At first, I wasn't sure if it was a riverbed or a lake bed because it was so large. I believe this is representing the masses of lost people waiting for truth to bring them to life. They've had the evangelists from apostate Christianity, and it didn't bring them to life. It just brought them religion, right? Then as I looked at my hands, I noticed I was carrying two objects. One object was a chisel called Truth that actually had the word truth engraved on it. The other was a large hammer called Spirit. It also bore the inscription of its name. I wasn't sure what to do with these objects, so I just began using them to carve out large sections in the riverbed. I thought that I would help prepare this river for the work that God would do, because I was sure that there was no way that God would put up with those floodgates much longer. Yeah, I agree. Thank the Lord, right? He's now doing something about this. A great storehouse of truth is ready to be unleashed, which will bring great revival. Amen. And, of course, the vessels through whom this will flow is the man-child ministry. That's history. History repeating. After some time of futilely carving large trails across the riverbed, I was startled by a voice behind me. I knew that voice because whenever I heard it, in my spirit and soul were both excited as they have ever been. A great feeling of expectation and a reverent fear filled me. It was the voice of the Lord. I knew he was standing behind me. He asked, "Daniel, what are you doing?" I said, "Lord, I'm adding depth and breadth to this dry riverbed with spirit and truth." He put his hand on my shoulder and turned me towards the floodgates. He pointed at the black lock. At this moment, I was aware of what the black lock was and its dark purpose. The black lock was the lies and deception that are used by Jezebel, the religious spirit, to keep them in place. And the Lord said to me, "Use spirit and truth on the black lock." We've been doing that for years. Yeah, that's exactly right. Showing them up for what they are, you know. Well, Paul tells us that great delusion will, in these end times, be. But the good side of the story is that many who have been held in bondage to this Babylonian deep state and religious captivity will be released. Amen. And they're being released, of course, to go back home and rebuild the true kingdom of God. That was Cyrus's job, and he's doing it, okay? And don't suspect that it's over. It's not. He's coming back, and he's going to finish the job. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 9 says, "Even he whose coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." We're experiencing in our evangelism in foreign lands an excitement about truth and a revival in the hearts of people who have only heard the pabulum that's coming out of Babylonish Christianity. They're excited. "And for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Amen. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, for that God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." Yes, a great revival is coming. When Jesus the man child came, a revival of truth came, and it brought a revival in the hearts of the people and an anger in the hearts of the Pharisees, right? So it will be today, except on a larger scale. "So I flew up to the black lock, grabbing it with my feet, and began to labor away with spirit and truth. It was then that I noticed that there were several other people doing the same thing. I did not see them until I myself began to work on the black lock. The floodgates were screaming at us, saying, 'Who authorized you to do this? You're working against God.'" And of course, this is representing another spirit, another Jesus, and another gospel, right? "You're blaspheming heaven. You are unloving and cruel. You are rebellious and shall be judged." Kind of like their Pharisees' attitude towards Jesus. Same today. Nothing's changed. "These lies kept pouring forth, and the floodgates of religion continued to assail us, trying to stop us. But the harder I worked with the hammer of spirit and the chisel of truth, the less their words affected me." Well, this must happen at this time in order to separate the wheat from the tares and the sheep from the goats. Because, as you know, Jesus went to the sheepfold to call his sheep by name and bring them out. Of course, he left a lot of tares there, but he brought those that he named and he knew by name out. Okay, then there was a part two to this revelation. He said, "After it had been some time since I had seen the vision of the floodgate, not really knowing how it ended or what happened, I received the second part of the revelation in a different vision. This time I was flying over an extremely long beach. The beach was covered with hundreds of thousands of large black dots. As I got closer to the beach, I could see that these black dots were actually large circles of men. They were dressed in suit clothing, but their clothing varied from circle to circle." Okay. You know, the circles of religion out there, they all circle around their wagons, right? "Each group surrounded a chalkboard or a writer board, or a large set of blueprints. They were writing mathematical formulas, studying plans, or writing theories about surfing." That's right, surfing. "The kind of surfing that is done in the ocean. Their theories and formulas," this is theologians, right, "were very complex, but the funny thing was, none of them appeared to be dressed to surf." That's true. They're not overcomers, right? They're just theologians. In fact, I did not see even one surfboard." Well, surfing represents living above the curse. just like Noah's ark was above the curse of the flood that was ordained by God's word. By the way, God's word ordains lots of judgment on the earth. And when people rebel against his word, that curse, those curses come upon them. It's the curse of the law. Abiding in Jesus and his word is our ark. The problem is, in many religious circles like these, their formulas do not help them live above the curse. It's just dead, dull, dry theology. And only those who are dressed up with Christ's word and works can live above the curse. Romans 13:12-14 says, "The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, and not in reveling and drunkenness, and not in chambering and wantonness, and not in strife and jealousy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." He went on to say, "Just then a large wave came onto the beach. It rolled over and up the sand. The water came to about knee height of the men who were the closest to the ocean. The ones farthest from the water were hit at about ankle level by the water. Yet not one man seemed to even notice the water." They don't pay attention to actual revivals. They don't do that. I mean, they just ignore them and or talk against them, you know. "And then I saw thousands upon thousands of surfers on the beach, dripping and soaking wet with the Spirit of God. They had just ridden the wave onto the beach. Most of them had long hair, and they were wearing love beads and peace symbols. Plus, many were wearing sunglasses with funky hats. I knew this to be the Jesus movement of the 70s. It was real revival. Yes, it was. These, of course, it got distracted in many different ways. That's true. But it was real revival. It started out that way. And he went on to say, "These surfers immediately began to approach the groups of men standing around with their chalkboards," the theologians. "They began telling the men about the experiences that they just had. They were telling them about all their ride on the waves and using all kinds of surfing lingo and slang. This went on for a short time, and then suddenly the men in the groups turned to the surfers and began to condemn them, saying, 'You don't know anything about surfing. We are the surfing experts.'" They didn't have a surfboard. "Yeah. 'If you want to know something about surfing, learn it from us.'" Well, this just represents these new Christians who were born of the Spirit being seduced by the harlot religions. "And many of the surfers went away. Many others conformed and became just like the men around the chalkboards. And others joined existing groups, and some created their own groups. There were some who even created groups that were not committed to Jesus Christ at all." So some just fell away, right? "Some who were saved by grace and the Spirit were brought into bondage to religion." That's what we can see here. And then dead, dull, dry religion too, right? "Then I heard the Lord say, 'The next wave that comes in will be so large and so powerful that everything on the beach will be removed.'" Oh, okay. We'd like to see that, right? This has been the biggest hindrance to truth, is this terrible stagnant religion. So a wave of religious delusion, deep state and factious destruction will sweep the world, but the righteous will ride above it. Yeah. Whoever comes riding the wave in will be the one standing on the beach. Well, I'll tell you who it is. It's the first fruit reformers that are going to come riding in, standing on the beach. Under their feet will be the sands of the sea, which the Lord said was Abraham's seed. Right? Then the Lord explained to me that before this happens, he would direct the men on the beach to take up their surfboards, paddle out into the sea, and wait on him for the great thing that he would do. Yep, so they're getting prepared to ride the wave that's coming. The outpouring that will come upon them. I somehow knew that only a few would respond because some of those who paddled out would feel like they had wasted their time and would return to the beach. You know, they always want instant this, instant that. But God's always very patient and very slow. He wants to include everybody and so on, you know. Others would paddle out, get tired or disillusioned, and stop short of the distance required to ride the wave in. Well, that's true. Many, when God doesn't move in their time, will take steps that are destructive to their life. Still, there were many others who would take up their surfboards, stand at the edge of the water, either peering out into the sea or calling friends to come with them, and still they would never actually get in the water with their surfboards. Well, that happens too. There's those who stand on the earthly, and they'll end up getting destroyed when the wave comes in. The righteous will ride above the filth of the Dead Sea and clear the water from the Jordan. We'll start following that and washing away the remnants of it. So we see that the Dead Sea is that religion, and the dam is going to break, dumping all of that garbage. But behind it, as we saw, is this clear water coming down from the Jordan. Yeah, there you go. So the dragon, or serpent, sends forth a flood of deception and corruption to take down the woman in the wilderness, but the earth swallows the deception, and the woman, church, is spared. Revelation chapter 12, 14 through, I guess, about 16 would be good. And there was given to the woman two wings of the great eagle, a gift, I suppose, of overcoming the world through the man-child ministry, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and a times and a half a time, exactly like it was with the man-child Jesus. Right? So we know history is going to repeat, and the same thing is going to happen. From the face of the serpent, and the serpent cast out of his mouth after the woman water as a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the stream. But of course, the surfers ride above it, right? And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth. So, anyway, we have many revelations of the dragon ruling over false religion and faction. So, the dragon is attempting to stop this great revival. And as I continued to consider all these things, I kept looking at the beach. Suddenly I saw in front of me the floodgates again. It was almost as if I was looking at a split screen. On one side of the screen I could see the beach covered with men, and on the other side of the screen I could see the large group of people, including myself, feverishly hammering and chiseling away at the black lock. I noticed, however, something different about the people working on the black lock. There was something different about them than the first time that I had seen them. All of them, including myself, were clutching surfboards with our feet. and somehow being suspended in the air as we continued to work at the lock. Well, that suspension in the air, I think, represents those who stand in heavenly places in Christ. We'll be secure from the delusions and destructions to come, and many who have been held captive will be set free. Amen. Then I knew in myself what was to happen. I was filled with thrilling excitement and so much hope I couldn't stand it. I knew that when the lock broke, the floodgates would fly apart and be dashed to pieces. The water would come through the floodgates with a massive force like a tidal wave. I heard the Lord speak to me again, but this time it was from inside of me instead of outside of me. He said, "All who labored in obedience to what I told them to do will ride the forefront of this wave." Amen. I knew that this wave would go all the way to that beach that I had seen in my other vision, that we would meet up with all those who obeyed the Lord and paddled out into the ocean, and there would be a new day of the church. He said, "The church age as we have known it will end, and the church will rise up as the bride." Well, actually, I have a little correction here. Actually, the bride is led by the man-child throughout all history. And these reformers will raise up the church with a true fivefold ministry. And this is just what happened when Jesus, the man-child reformer, led the bride, identified by John the Baptist as the first fruits disciples who followed the Lord, who went forth to raise up the fivefold ministry and the church. Hallelujah. Later I heard the Lord say to me, "I, the Father, had my 12 tribes, and they were cut off. From the stump came a holy seed, a new shoot, my beloved Son, and he had his 12 apostles. And I knew that there was another 12 coming," yes, "in these end times. And it would be a work by the Holy Spirit according to the Word of God, but I do not know what 12 this will be. I do, however, know that though the new thing will come out of the old thing, it will be in no way resemble or look like or operate like the old thing." This is true. This is very true. History always repeats, but with larger groups of people. A modern-day 12 man-child ministry in whom Jesus lives will raise up from the 12 spiritual tribes, apostolic forefathers, to go forth and raise up a real fivefold ministries and the church. And you can see all this in the 12 man-child revelations that we have on our site. I'll put a link here to them. So we know who the 12 are. The greatest revival of true Christianity will cover the earth as persecution burns up the wood, hay, and the stubble of their lives. Amen. There will be a new church. It will be a holy bride, without blemish and without spot and without wrinkle. Well, actually, a holy bride will come forth from the church, as Esther and Song of Solomon and Psalm 45 teach. For instance, Song 6:8-9 says, "There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number." There's the church. "But my dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her, the chosen one," like Esther, right? And the Shulamite in Song of Solomon, chosen one. And Psalm 45, the bride, you know. "The daughters saw her," that's these other, the queens, virgins, and concubines, "they saw her and called her blessed. Yea, the queens and the concubines, they praised her." Well, okay, that brings us to the end of this portion. But I will say coming a bunch of confirming dreams that the Three Gorges Dam breaking will bring forth the birth of the man-child reformers. Amen? Okay, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you and keep you.